我们一起的祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are sitting here in your presence.
我们天上的父神，我们现在在你的同在当中，我们在这里。
Help us to be near and fear you as we should.
帮助我们去敬畏你，同埋将我们带近你自己。
Not to be afraid, but just to be reverent and careful, prayerful.
不是我们惧怕你，乃是我们是敬畏你，同埋我们带着祷告的心。
We thank you that you are a God that speaks.
我们感谢你，因为你是那位向人说话的神。
Not like the idols of the nations who have mouth but do not speak.
不是好像世上各国的偶像，他们有口，但他们不能够说话。
And ears that do not hear.
还有耳朵，但是不能够听。
And eyes that do not see.
虽然有眼睛，但是看不到的。
Oh, we thank you. You're not like an idol.
我们感谢你，你不是一个偶像。
You see us all.
你的眼睛是看透我们。
You know us all.
你是认识我们。
You hear us when we pray and you know how we pray.
我们祷告的时候，我们怎样祷告，你都听我们，你知道。
We thank you for what we are to you.
我们感谢你，我们是怎样的，属于你。
And we want to learn of you more fully every day.
我们愿意每一天，我们多来到学校你。
We want to read your Bible and understand it.
我们愿意读你的话语，去得着明白。
For you are speaking there and speaking to us.
因为你是从你的话语那里向我们说话，是对我们说话。
Now do that here this evening, we pray.
我们今晚在我们聚会，我们都是求你。
For your name's sake.
我们为你，奉你的名祈求，阿们。
You know how David prayed?
你知不知道大卫怎样祈祷呢？
You think he prayed sincerely?
你是不是说大卫的祷告是很恳切呢？
Do you think he prayed just from his head or from his heart?
他祷告是从他头脑那里祷告出来，又是从心里面祷告出来。
How did David pray?
大卫怎样祷告的呢？
I'm thinking of one prayer that he made.
但我想到是有一个祷告大卫的祈求过的。
Very simple.
是很简单的。
What was it?
是什么呢？
Psalms.
是在诗篇。
17.
第十七篇。
And verse 8.
第八节。
What was David's prayer in there, in that verse?
在那节里面，大卫的祷告是什么呢？是诗篇第十七篇第八节。
Make me as the apple, or keep me as the apple of your eye.
求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Has God got an apple in his eye?
是不是神有他眼里面有个苹果呢？
That's what David is saying.
是不是大卫在这里这样说呢？
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
但是大卫在这里这样说，求你保护我如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
What's the apple of the eye?
眼中的瞳仁是什么呢？
Well, another translation is, keep me as the little man of the eye.
另外一个翻译就是，求你保护我在我眼中里面那个小的一个人。
You know, the center of your eye, or the pupil as it is called,
你眼睛的瞳仁
is the most important.
是最重要的。
But if you get close to one another and look in their eye,
但你行近彼此，你看看大家的眼睛的时候，
what do you see?
你看到什么呢？
You see a little man.
你看到一个小的人仔。
You see a reflection.
你看到我的反照。
Maybe your own reflection.
或者看到你自己的反照。
But that's what David is talking about.
但这是大卫这里的意思。
Keep me as the little man of your eye.
他求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
Now, have you thought how wonderfully your eye is protected and provided for?
你有没有思想过你的眼睛是几咁奇妙的被保护？
How wonderfully God has provided for this little man of the eye.
神是几咁奇妙，是将这个会给我们这个小小的人仔在我们的眼瞳仁的里面。
Four things.
有四件事。
For the protection and preservation of that little eye, that little man.
是四件事，是为着，是到保护我，保护 保守这个眼里面同人的小的人仔。
What is this?
这个是什么呢？
That's a wall around.
是一个围墙，是眼周围的一个围墙。
That's bone, isn't it?
是骨，是不是？
You say, oh, you've got a black eye.
我说，你的眼黑了。
No, you haven't.
没，你没有眼，不是黑了。
You've got bone blackened around your eye.
你喺眼周围嘅骨系瘀咗啦，黑咗啦。
That bone is protecting the little man of the eye.
你嘅呢个眼周围嘅骨系保护着你眼睛。
God does that.
神系咁样保护我哋。
Why?
点解咧
？Because we're precious.
因为我哋系宝贵嘅。
We may be only little men or little women.
或者我哋只一个小嘅人、小嘅男人、小嘅女人。
But we're very precious.
但系我哋系好宝贵嘅。
And David's prayer is very sincere and correct.
大卫嘅祷告系好恳切同埋好对嘅。
So this is one of the ways in which God preserves or protects the eye.
系其中一个嘅方法，神系用嚟到保护眼睛，就系用周围嘅骨。
Then what have you got above here?
咁你呢度系咩咧？
What do you call that?
呢个系咩咧
？Eyebrow.
眼眉。
What is it for?
眼眉系为咗乜嘢咧
？Some ladies they take them off.
有啲嘅女士们佢刮咗佢嘅眼眉噶。
That's very stupid.
系好愚蠢啦。
They say, "Oh, I look better without."
但系话我如果冇眼眉，我就更漂亮。
But whether you think you look better or not, God knows that little man needs those.Eyebrows.
是不是你真的漂亮呢？但是神是知道这里面眼睛的同人那个小的人仔是需要你的眼眉来保护。
What do the eyebrows do?
我们的眼眉是为了什么呢？
They also protect the eye.
同样都是保护我们的眼睛。
How?
怎样呢？
By directing the perspiration round and down off the cheek.
就是将我们汗流的汗是到引离开我们的眼睛去到我们的面颊那里。
If you get hot and perspire,
如果你热的时候你流汗
and your perspiration comes down,
你的汗就流下来了。
Makes your eye smart, doesn't it?
你的眼睛就看不到了是不是
So that's the second way in which God prepares or protects the eye.
这个就是神是用第二个方法来到保守保护我们的眼睛。
By guiding.
来到指引。
By guiding the little man.
是指引这个小小的人仔。
What does it say in Proverbs?
在箴言里面怎么讲呢
?In all your ways acknowledge him.
是从你所一切的道路你认定他。
And he will direct your path.
他就会指引你的路。
So God's jealous over that little man.Over you.
神是好为着你的这个小小的人仔是好像真的很疾忌的为着你。
We are precious.
我们很宝贵的。
But then you've got something else. What's this?
还有另一样东西。这个是什么呢
?Eyelash.
是眼眉毛。
What's that for?
眼眉毛为着什么呢
?What does it do?
眼眉毛做什么呢
?Up and down, up and down, doesn't it?
是不是这样又上又落
What does it do by going up and down, up and down?
咁上又落系做乜嘢咧
？It washes the eye.
嚟到洗我哋里边，系洗我哋嘅眼睛。
That's why when you wake up in the morning,
当你朝头早起身醒咗嘅时候
，you may find some little bits of dirt in the corner.
或者你喺眼角嗰度有啲咁多眼屎啊，污糟嘅嘢。
While we've been sleeping, even that eyelid has been doing its work.
当我甚至瞓咗觉嘅时候，我哋嘅眼。眼系一路嘅咁样嚟做，眼眉系一路嘅嚟做作工。
How does he protect the little man？
点嚟到保守保护呢个小嘅人呢
？By cleansing us from our sin。
嚟到一路嘅嚟到洗净我哋嘅罪，除去我哋嘅罪。
We need God's protection。
我哋需要神嘅保护。
We need God's guidance。
我哋需要神嘅引导。
And we need God's cleansing grace。
我哋需要神洁净我哋嘅恩典。
David said, "Cleanse me from my sin, Lord."
大卫咁样讲话，佢话：主啊，求你将我嘅罪嚟到洗净。
But there's one more thing.
就系仲有一样嘢。
What's the other thing?
系呢样嘢系咩咧
？What's on the end of your eyelid?
你嘅上眼上高嘅上嘅眼都有乜嘢咧
What have you got?
你有咩咧？
Your eyelashes?
你有冇嗰啲眼眉毛咧？
Yes, that's right.
有。
And what's the eyelash for?
眼眉毛係為咗咩？
Eyelash for, yeah.
眼眉毛係為咗咩咧？
It's a telephone.
係個係一個電話。
When Mr. Fly is coming, oh.
當係啲烏蠅飛嚟嘅時候，你眼就會。
The eye is shut.
你眼就會閂埋啦。
So we have a telephone.
啊，嗰度有個電話咁樣。
And God often gives us a warning before accidents happen.
啊，神事上係俾我一啲嘅警告，當意外發生之前。
Isn't he?
係咪咧？
You're about to say something and get checked.
啊，你想講一啲嘢，但係之前啊裏邊有提醒你就唔講啦。
Or perhaps you're going to think something not good.
或者你想一啲嘢唔係好嘅嘢。
And God checked that.
神就警告提醒你。
How good he is.
神係何等嘅良善。
These are evidences of his love and care.
呢個係神嘅愛同埋佢嘅。看顧的證據, 證據。
We may think, oh, I'm young, I'm not important.
你說我很年幼, 我不很重要。
Or we may think, well, I'm grown up, but I'm a bit stupid.
你說我已經年長, 或者你說我年長, 我很愚蠢。
Whether we're young or stupid, we're precious.
無論年幼或者我們愚蠢, 但是在神面前我們都是很寶貴的。
Sometimes we say, oh, she's the apple of my eye.
有時候我哋講話，她呢個女子嘅她係我眼中嘅重人。
When I was a boy, I had a girl with the apple of my eye.
當我係一個小有一個男仔嘅時候，我都有一個女仔喺我眼中成我嘅係眼中嘅重人。
Maybe a friend we have, maybe a boy, maybe a girl.
我將我有個朋友係男朋友或者女朋友。
Precious.
係寶貴嘅。
We don't know how, but they are.
我哋雖然唔係知點樣點解，但係佢哋好寶貴。
And that's true for us all, that we are precious to Him.
对我们每一个人都是这么真实，就是我们每一个都是对神来讲是很宝贵的。
So He provides.
他为着我们供应我们。
So when David prays, keep me as the apple of your eye.
当大卫祷告的时候，他说保护，求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
God will certainly answer.
神一定的来到答应这个祷告。
You are praying according to the will of God.
我们为着因着神的嘅旨意嚟到求。
That's the best way to pray.
呢个系祈祷最好嘅。
And we'll always be sure that God will answer.
我哋一定会好肯定嘅神系听我哋嘅祷告。
Now what has God provided for the little man of the eye?
啊，神系为着呢个眼中嘅瞳人呢个小人系有四样嘢系咩咧？第一
，a wall of protection.
系一个围墙嘅保护嘅围墙。
Eyebrows to guide away the dangerous fluids.
是眼眉的，是来到将这些有危险来到带走了。
Eyelids to keep the little man clean.
眼上高的上盖是将这个眼来到洗干净。
And eyelashes to warn us to telephone to the little man, danger there.
是这个眼眉毛是好像一个电话咁来到预先警告眼里面的小人说有危险来到了。
So that's one of the prayers we can pray and God will answer.
这是我们祷告其中一个祷告神是会答是一定答应我们的。
You try and see.
你尝试吧看看吧。
Alright. That's the end of that part.
那我讲这一讲到这一点这一点就完了。
Now I'm going to talk about the Christian home.
现在我想跟大家来到讲一讲一个基督徒的家庭。
Now this is not only for the older people.
不单只是为着我们年纪大的。
This is for us all.
是为着我们每一个的。
Because you're here this evening belonging to somebody.
因为今晚我们在这里我们都是属于某一个人的。
Maybe your father and mother here.
或者你的父亲或者你的母亲会在这里。
Maybe your grandfather.
或者你的祖父在这里。
We all belong to somebody, we're all in a family.
我们都是属于一个家庭的。
I want to talk about the Christian home.
我想讲一讲到基督徒的家庭。
And we can read about it.
我们可以读到关于这个的家庭。
In the Gospel according to Mark.
在马可福音。
Chapter 2.
马可福音第二章。
There's a simple and wonderful example here. We have shared it. I have shared it with one or two of you already.
是一个很奇妙,但是很简单的一个榜样,我从其中我们一两个弟兄姊妹们我们交通过,我跟他们交通过。
You know how Jesus often put deep truth in simple language.
你知道主耶稣基督时常说用最简单的说话来到去讲出最深的真理。
He used parables to illustrate or to help people understand some heavenly truth.
他就用比喻来到帮助人来到明白属天的真理。
What is a parable?
一个比喻是什么呢?什么意思呢?
It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
是一个地上的故事,但里面是有属天的意思。
And we read at one point in the New Testament, Jesus did not speak without a parable.
我们在新约,在里面我们读到耶稣基督,他是完全的用比喻来讲。
They were very much a part of his ministry.
这个是主耶稣基督的传道的职事里面其中的一份。
Now, in Mark chapter 2, which we're going to look at,
在马可福音第二章我们要看的,
it's not a parable,
这个不是一个比喻,
but it's an incident, something that really happened.
但是一件事情发生,是真实的事情,
and which has great meaning and can be so helpful to us.
里面有很大的意思,都会给我们很大的帮助。
We'll read it little by little, verse by verse.
我们一节一节来读。
Mark chapter 2, verse 1.
我们由马可福音第二章第一节。
Ready?
我们准备好没呢?
Got it?
我们一起。
Alright. And again, he, Jesus, entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house.
有一次过了些日子,耶稣又进了加百农,人听见他在房子里。
Now here, speaking about a house in Capernaum. And speaking about Jesus. Jesus was there. You surely would like Jesus to be in your house. He would like to be there too. Why? Because then your house would have a good reputation. Jesus is there. It was noise that Jesus was in the house.
是人家听见耶稣在那个房子。
Now the first house that I stayed in India, had a big wooden beam.
第一间房子在印度住的房子,那个房子有一个木的横梁。
And upon the beam was written, it was noised that he was in the house.
在这个木梁里面,是写着,说,是人听见耶稣在房子里面。
That's what we have here in this verse.
就是用这一节来写在那里了。
What a good reputation for a house to have.
这个何等的一个房子,若有耶稣在那里,是何等的好的名声。
See, not all homes or houses have a good reputation.
是不是那裡所有的房子都是有好的名聲呢?
They will say, oh, don't go there.
我有時候說,不要去那裡。
That's not a good house to go to.
那裡不是一個好的家在那裡。
It doesn't have a good report.
那裡沒有一個好的名聲。
But this house has a good report.
但這個房子有一個好的名聲。
And that's what our house must have.
我們的房子一定要是這樣。
Some might say, oh, don't go to that Christian house, it hasn't got a good report.
有些人说,不要去这个基督徒的家庭,因为那里没有好的名声。
How sad if that is so.
如果是这样的话,是何等的使人忧愁,忧伤的事情。
No, it has a Christian name, it doesn't have a good reputation.
虽然那里有一个基督徒的名,但是那里没有一个好的名声。
Well, this house had a good reputation.
这个房子有一个好的名声。
And what follows?
之后发生的事是什么呢?
Verse 2.
第二节,
and straightway many were gathered there together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them not so much as about the door.
地節就有許多人聚集，甚至連門前都沒有空地。耶穌就對他們講道。
So many were gathered there.
有許多人聚集。
People didn't say, "Oh no, no, won't go there."
啊，啲人唔會話啊，唔會去，唔去，我哋唔去嗰度。
Many were gathered there.
好多人係聚集喺嗰度。
Come on, let's go.
啊，嚟，嚟，我哋去啦。
It's good when people talk about our house like that.
係啊，我哋人哋啊，我哋屋企。啊、好似都系咁样嘅时候，系何等好。
Why did they come？
佢点解嚟咧
？Because Jesus was there。
因为耶稣喺嗰度。
What did they come for？
佢为咗咩而嚟咧
？We'll see what it says。
我睇下呢度点样讲。
And he preached the word to them。
耶稣就对他们讲道。
He preached the word to them。
佢耶稣对佢哋讲道。
It's good to have Jesus at home。
我系耶稣喺我哋屋企系何等嘅好。
And it's good that our neighbors know he's there。
我哋嘅邻舍知道耶稣喺嗰度真系好啦。
But what will they hear if they come？
但如果佢哋嚟嘅听到系乜嘢咧
？They may hear talk。
系咪听到一啲就系字字浸浸嘅讲嘢咧
？That's what Chinese sounds to me。
就系中国人讲嘅话，好似就系咁样。对我嚟讲系咁样。
I don't know how you do it。
我哋讲嘅就系好似咁样，系我唔明白嘅。
But what did they hear here？
但系喺呢度佢哋听到乜嘢咧
？They heard his word。
佢哋听到主嘅话。
There's a lovely verse in Malachi, you know, where it says they often spoke one with another。
喺马拉基书嗰度有一句好宝贵嘅话，就系佢时常系彼此嘅谈论。
And it says God wrote a book of remembrance。
神就喺嗰度用一个纪念册嚟到写低佢哋。
God, the Lord, not only in our house, but he listens。
神不单止在我们的家庭里面，他更是 听到我们。
And he listens to what we're talking about.
他听我们讲的是什么。
And not only what we're talking about,
不单止我们讲的什么。
But about who we may be talking to.
或者我们讲对哪个人讲的。
Because you know sometimes in our house, what is happening?
有时候你知道在我们家里有什么事情发生呢？
A lot of talking about other people.
或者我们很多时候讲别人的事。
And this is what divides Christians quite a lot.
系，亦都系使好多基督徒系到分开咗。
One talking about the other.
系一个讲别人。
Oh, did you hear what she did yesterday?
啊，你有冇听到啊？佢琴日做乜嘢啊？咁。
Talking about other people or talking mischievous things.
啊，讲别人或者讲一啲唔好嘅嘢。
But in this home, this Christian home.
但喺呢个基督徒嘅家庭。
They not only said, "Come on, let us go."
唔单止话佢哋啲人话，我哋去嗰度。
But they came.
佢哋嚟到嘅时候。
And they heard the word.
佢哋又听到主嘅话。
Now, in our home, we may not always be talking about the Lord.
或者我哋屋企，我哋唔会成日嚟讲关于主自己。
But whatever we're talking about, let it be clean, let it be good, let it be helpful.
但无论我哋讲嘅乜嘢，让呢啲系洁净嘅。有呢啲系到帮助到人嘅。
Because that's how the house gets a good reputation.
因为从呢啲呢个我哋嘅屋企系又得着一个好嘅名声。
And now what do we read in verse 3?
第三节我哋睇到咩事情发生呢
？And they came unto him, bringing a sick of the palsy, which was born of four.
有人带住一个瘫子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
So what's happening now?
而家呢度发生嘅咩事情呢
？Jesus is there.
耶稣喺嗰度。
It's reported that house has a good reputation.
喺嗰度有一个呢间屋房子有一个好嘅名声。
People come.
人就嚟到啦。
And they bring the needy people.
佢就带着人就带着一啲好有需要嘅人嚟。
It says in one of the Psalms, "I was glad when they said unto me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'"
喺诗篇里边有一次咁样讲，人对我说，我哋想耶和华嘅殿去就好了。
Why do we encourage people to come to our meeting?
因为我哋鼓励要鼓励别人嚟到我哋嘅聚会咧。
If there's something worth coming for,
但如果嗰度系有一啲嘢系值得人嚟嘅
，and it's going to be helpful and not harmful,
系能够帮助到人，唔会伤害到人嘅。
They brought this man on his bed because he couldn't walk there himself.
你带住呢个人，呢个人喺褥子特别抬嚟，因为呢个人唔识行嘅。
Why？
点解唔行得咧
？Because I believe the Lord's word would be a blessing to him.
为什么呢? 因为他们相信神的话，主的话是对他们是会成一个祝福。
And was the Lord's word, a blessing to him?
主的话是不是对他是一个祝福呢?
See what we read.
我们读一下,
Verse 4.
第四节,
And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed within the sick, wherein the sick man palsy lay.
因为人多不得近前, 就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶, 既拆冲了, 就把毯子连锁躺卧的褥子都除下来。
These four men that are bringing their needy friend,
这四个人带着他一个很有需要的朋友,
they're going to allow nothing to obstruct them reaching the feet of Jesus with the needy person.
他们不会容忍任何的东西来拦阻这个很有需要的朋友来到耶稣的脚前。
So they even make a hole in the roof.
甚至在屋顶来拆了一个窿。
People must have wondered what's happening up there.
那些人就说,屋顶发生什么事情呢?
Perhaps they got covered with the plaster that was falling down.
是不是他们拆屋顶的时候,那些粉降下来的时候,都铺着他们了。
These men who were bringing their needy friend,
这些人,
would allow no obstruction.
这些人带着他们一个很有需要的朋友, 他们不让任何的东西来阻止他们。
They were convinced that Jesus was the answer to that need.
他们里面是很确定耶稣是能够在这个有需要的人的解决。
Verse 5.
第五节,
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
耶稣见他们的信心就对毯子说, 小子你的罪赦了。
See? He's going to be blessed by the Lord's word.
看,是他会是主的话来祝福他了。
This word of God, which we have in our hands,
我们在手里面拿着神的话,
which we have in our homes,
我们在我们家庭里面有,
and which we should have in our hearts,
也应该在我们的心里面,
has tremendous power.
是有极大的能力。
I used to wonder when I was younger, how it is that people get converted just by preaching.
当我小的时候,我就说,为什么人会得救,会信主,就是听一些人的讲道呢?
Because the Apostle Paul refers to preaching as foolishness.
因为使徒保罗讲道的时候,讲道是一个愚拙的。
I used to wonder as a youngster, how people got blessed by preaching.
我小的时候,我就说,为什么人会因着一些讲道得着祝福呢?
Well, if it's the word of God, it has power.
因为神的话是有能力的。
And that's what was evident here.
这个是很有证据了。
Of course, in verse 6, we see people say, What's all that?
第六节的人就说,这些是什么来的?
There were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?
第六节,有几个文士坐在那里,心里议论说,这个人为什么这样说呢?他是前往的话。
There are always those who want to criticize and judge the words of Jesus.
很多人时常去判断,或者去批评耶稣的话。
Want to say, no use.
那些人就说是没用的。
But his word has power.
但主的话是有能力的。
And what does it say after that?
之后怎样呢?
That you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, I say to this man, rise up, take up your bed and go.
他就这样说,他说,但要叫你们知道,人子在地上有赦罪的权柄,就对毯子说,我吩咐你起来,拿你的褥子回家去吧。
See, that is in verse 10.
这个在第十节,
That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins.
第十节,但要叫你们知道,人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house.
他就对这个毯子就说,我吩咐你起来,拿你的褥子回家去吧。
Did it happen?
咁係咪就發生係咁樣呢？
Yes.
係。
That man got off his bed.
呢個人佢就起嚟啦。
And he walked as he hadn't walked before.
啊，佢就行啦，佢從來未行過嘅。
Paul calls that walking in newness of life.
保羅話呢個嘅行法就喺一個新造嘅裏邊，新嘅生命裏邊咁樣嚟到行。
That's what Jesus came for.
耶穌嚟到係為著呢個。
To enable us all to walk in newness of life.
係讓我哋每一個都能夠喺呢個新生命裏邊嚟到行。
You know, you can recognize a person by the way they walk.
你去對一個人行，你會知道嗰人點樣嘅。
I was in India and I was in meetings that were out in the field.
當我喺印度嘅時候，喺一個聚會，呢個聚會係一啲好空曠嘅地方。
And I was walking through the field.
我喺呢啲嘅農地裏邊嚟行嘅時候。
An American missionary some distance away.
有一個美國嘅呢個宣教士喺遠遠嘅地方喺度行。
He said, "Oh, I knew it was you by your walk."
我知道你啊，我知道你嘅行路嘅嗰、那个态，嗰、那个行法系点样。
You and I can be recognized by our walk。
啊，人哋睇到我哋点样行法，人哋会认到我哋嘅。
You see?
By walk. 我哋点样行，人哋会认到我哋噶。我哋直行啊，因为我哋行得。弯弯曲曲啊，人会睇到啦。
In the Bible, walk is another word for behavior.
系喺圣经里边，不过行事为人有另一个意思，就系我哋嘅态度。
This man now is walking in newness of life.
啊，呢个人佢而家系喺新造嘅里边，新生命里边嚟到行。
That's what Jesus came to give.
呢个系耶稣嚟到要俾我哋嘅。
And here's an example of it.
呢个系嗰个嘅。一个嘅榜样。
That he got up and walked.
佢起嚟就行啦。
Went to his home walking. He came carried on his bed by four.
佢嚟嘅时候四个人抬住佢，翻去嘅时候佢行啦。
Mm. What was the next thing? Well, we better review. What was the first?
我再一次嚟到重复，第一件系乜嘢咧
？Noise that he was in the house.
系人听到佢喺屋企啦。
House has a good reputation.
你屋企系有一个好嘅名声。
What was the second thing?
第二系咩咧
？People gather. That's right.
人系一重嘅聚集啦。
What was the third thing?
第三系咩咧
？They heard the word of God, not just gossip.
啊，佢哋听到主嘅话，唔系只系喺度听到人嘅一啲嘅闲谈。
And what was the fourth thing?
第四系咩咧
？They brought a needy friend.
佢帶咗一個好有需要嘅朋友嚟。
I knew Jesus was there, and that would be the remedy of this man's need.
佢知道主喺嗰度，呢個係呢個人嘅解決嘅，耶穌能夠解決。
So this man walks now.
啊，呢個人行啦。
But what are we told in the 10th verse?
但喺第第十
No, not 10th verse, 12th verse.
第十二節嗰度，呢度點樣講咧
？And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all.Insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion."
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Glorified God, God was glorified.
系荣耀归俾神，神系得着荣耀。
Shouldn't God be glorified?
神系咪该配得着荣耀咧
？What does it mean, God glorified?
神被得着荣耀系咩意思咧
？God showing His grace and goodness.
神系显出佢嘅恩典同埋佢嘅恩慈。
We read the Word speaking of Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father.Full of grace and truth.
系喺约翰福音嗰度讲到，佢话我哋系呢个嘅道，系我哋见过呢个道系完全嘅充满显出神嘅恩典，系满有真理嘅。
What is God's glory?
神嘅荣耀系咩咧
？The evidence of His grace and goodness.
系神自己嘅恩慈同埋 佢嘅恩典嘅显出。
This is a picture of a Christian home.
呢个系一个基督徒家庭嘅一幅嘅图画。
Shouldn't we make it a prayer? This should be true of our home.
我哋系咪该系要咁样嚟做祷告，系求呢个喺我哋嘅家庭里边都系咁样嘅情况？
And if it were, then those who come think God is in this house.
如果系咁嘅时候，人嚟到话啊，神喺呢个家嘅里边。
No stupidity, no mischief here. God is in this house.
啊，我哋睇到嗰度系冇人嘅愚昧喺嗰度，冇。
God is glorified.
因为神喺嗰度，神得着荣耀。
That's the second lesson.
呢个系第二个嘅教导啦。
Shall we have another?
系，我仲有一个咧。
Can you endure another?
你可唔可以再忍受，再有另一个咧？
Well, we'll turn to Luke chapter 19.
我打去路加福音第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
Here we have another incident. It's not a parable.
在这里有发生的事情。
But it's got an important lesson for us.
是对我们有一个很重要的教导。
In this chapter, Luke 19,
在路加福音第十九章这一章的里面，
what do we read about?
我们读到什么呢？
There's a very important little rich man here.
有一个很有钱的人， 很矮小的人。
See what it says.
看这里说什么了。
Luke 19, verse 1 and 2.
路加福音第十九章第一至二节。
Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, behold,There was a man named Zacchaeus,
yes,
which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich.
第一节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过嘅时候，有一个人名叫撒该，作税吏长，是个财主。
Some people are little.
有啲人佢哋好矮小嘅。
I'm not too big, I know.
我自己都唔系好大嘅，好高大，我知道。
Some people are very small.
有啲人佢好细小嘅。
But also they're very rich.
啊，佢哋好有钱嘅。
How do they get rich?
啊，点解点咁有钱咧？
哦，好
啊
，clever
啊，好聪明。
A tax collector.
啊，佢系一个税吏，收税嘅人。
Did he give all that he collected to the government?
佢收咗嘅税系咪全部交俾政府咧
？No, they don't do that.
啊，佢哋唔会咁样做。
They put a portion in their pockets.
佢将一部分摆喺自己袋里边。
How do we get rich?
我点样有钱法又得着有钱咧？
So easy，
唔系咁容易噶。
Let it be by fair means，
系要清清楚楚公道噶。
Well, this little man，
啊呢个矮小嘅人
，he was very small，
佢好身材好矮小
，very rich，
好有钱啦。
But he was also curious，
但系佢好好奇噶。
Now it's not a bad thing to be curious，
啊好奇唔系一件唔好嘅事。
We say the cats are curious.
我哋话猫系好好奇嘅。
Why?
点解咧
？They're always nosing around.
嗱，嗰啲猫成日都咁样周围咁碰嘅。问嘅。
Well, this man was curious.
啊，呢个人咧，佢好有好奇心啊。
What did he want?
佢想要乜嘢咧
？He wanted to see Jesus.
佢想要睇到耶稣。
Well, what could he do?
佢点样去睇到耶稣
？There was such a crowd.
咁大堆嘅人围住。
He didn't have a hope.
啊，佢一啲嘅希望都冇嘅。
I once went to a big football match in London.
第一次我喺伦敦一个大嘅足球赛嗰度嘅时候
，We were told that 20,000 people were shut out.
我话系有20,000嘅人佢唔可以入去入场。
So many people were inside, no room for 20,000 others.
啊，里边好多人喺外边有20,000人唔入得。
But I got in.
啊，我入到。
But I didn't see a thing.
但我一啲都睇唔到。
Why?
点解咧
？Well, because we're standing on slopes in those days.
因为嗰以前咧，我哋系企喺斜坡嗰度噶。
Now they have seats to sit on.
而家咧，人就有位坐啦。
And when the crowd got excited,
当啲人好兴奋嘅时候，佢喺度又上又起又落啦。
I was afraid of losing my feet.
我好惊住我失脚啦。
I never saw a bit of the match.
嗰个球赛一啲我哋睇唔到。
Well.Zacchaeus was like that. He didn't have a hope of seeing.
啊，撒该都系咁，佢对睇到主有一啲嘅希望都冇嘅。
Except he went up a tree.
啊，佢嘅，但系佢嘅擒喺树上边。
A lot of people out of curiosity get up trees.
好多人佢哋好奇嘅时候，佢爬树啦。
May not be a bad thing.
或者唔系一啲嘅坏事。
But it's often very futile.
但是爬上树是没什么不能够做到什么的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus doesn't come underneath.
因为耶稣不会走 在树的底下。
But Jesus came under the tree.
但是耶稣走到这个树那里。
Zacchaeus thought, he won't see me.
撒该就想着面他怕他耶稣不会看到我。
But why did Jesus come?
耶稣为什么来呢？
Seeking lost sheep.
耶稣来是寻找失丧的羊。
What's a sheep that's lost?
一隻羊失喪的時候是什麼呢？
It's in danger.
是在危險的時候。
It's not in the, not in his hand.
不在他的手那裡。
That's the meaning of lost. Jesus spoke more than others about the lost, the lost.
耶穌是講到失喪，不是失喪，講很多次。
The lost sheep.
失了的羊。
The lost coin.
失咗嘅钱
，and the lost son
系迷失咗嘅浪子。
What's it mean？
咩意思咧
？Not in his hand。
唔喺佢嘅手嗰度，再唔喺佢手。
So I lost 10 pounds today。
系你话我失咗十磅今日
？Did you？
系咪啊
？But did you have it？
你有冇咧？
失咗你有冇 ？I had it in the hand。
我系啊，我有啊，我揸住十磅啊。
It's not there now。
但系冇啦，而家个手冇咗。
I lost it。
我失咗啦。
That's what it means to be lost out of his hand。
系迷失嘅意思就系从佢嘅手嗰度失落咗。
And when Jesus came under the tree,
当耶稣来到树底下的时候
he saw one of his lost sheep up there.
他看到他其中一只迷失的羊在那里。
Did you ever see a sheep up a tree?
你会在树上看到羊呢？
Not exactly. You might see a tiger up a tree. They do go up a tree sometimes.
或者不会看到羊，但或者看到你说有看到老虎都不定在树上。
You never see what it means. Never see a sheep.
但你不会看到羊在树上。
But Jesus saw one of his sheep up the tree.
但主耶稣睇到佢其中一只迷失嘅羊喺树上。
And he knew him by name.
佢知道佢嘅名添。
He knows us by name.
佢按照我哋嘅名字嚟认识我哋。
May think, oh, he doesn't know me by name, but he knows everybody by the name.
你或者你话佢唔会识我嘅名，但系佢系按照我哋名字嚟咗认识我哋。
And when he speaks to us, he speaks to us by name.
当佢同我哋讲说话嘅时候，佢会讲，你嘅名先。
What did he say looking up to Zacchaeus?
他望上的时候，他跟撒该讲什么话呢？
Zacchaeus!
撒该！
Make haste, you can come down!
他说你快点下来啦！
For I must abide at your house today!
说今天我必要住在你家里。
That was a big thing.
哇，好大件事啦。
How could Zacchaeus accept that?
撒该怎么可以接受这个邀请？
To come down from his tree when he thinks he's so well set.
从他的树那里来落来，他已经坐得很稳定在那里。
That's not easy.
不容易的。
But to come to Jesus' feet, that's harder still.
就是要来到主耶稣的脚前就更加的难。
And to take Jesus home,
去带耶稣回家，
that's even more difficult.
就更加的对他难了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus is going to look around.
但耶稣会周围望的。
Where'd you get that carpet?
你嗰个地毡喺边攞嚟噶
？Where'd you get that settee?
你嗰个 sofa 喺边嚟噶
？How'd you get that fridge?
你个雪柜点嚟噶
？Jesus looked around.
耶稣喺周围嘅望嘅时候
，Zacchaeus knew that if he came down and took Jesus home, Jesus would see all those things that were in his house that he got by wrong means.
当撒该佢要肯落嚟嘅时候，亦都要带耶稣翻到佢屋企嘅时候，佢知耶稣会周围嘅望，然后望到佢啲嘢，就会问佢你点样，就会话你点样得翻呢啲嘢嚟嘅咧
？But what did he do？
佢点样咧？但系撒该
，What did he do？
佢做咩咧
？Zacchaeus stood. Oh no! Wait a minute. Jesus looked up. Verse 5. Came to the place, looked up, saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down.For today I must abide at thine house.
第五节，耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。
And Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
第六节，撒该他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
This is a crisis in Zacchaeus' life.
在这里在撒该的生命的过程里面是一个危机危险的时候。
Has there been any crisis like that in your life?
在我们的生命的里面的生命的当中我们是不是曾经经过这个的一个这样的危机的潮呢
?When you were challenged to do something you didn't want to do, or didn't think you would ever do.
当你是被挑战又做一些事的时候，你想你不会这样做的时候。
Well, it was a crisis for Zacchaeus.
在撒该，对撒该来讲，这个是一个危机的潮。
And he came down.
但他下来了。
Joyfully.
是很欢喜的。
Not reluctantly, little by little.
他不是很不愿意，很慢慢这样。
Came down in haste.
他来下来的时候是急忙的下来。
A quick, firm decision.
他在那里有一个很快、很肯定的抉择。
And took Jesus home.
啊，他就将耶稣带回去他家。
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么跟他讲呢？
See what it says.
我来看看耶稣怎么跟他讲。
In verse 9.
第九节。
Jesus said to him, This day is salvation. Come to this house.
第九节耶稣说，今天救恩到了你这家。
Every day in our life is important.
我们生活，我们的生命每一天都是很重要的。
But there are some days more important than others.
但有一些日子是比平时的日子是更重要。
When something real for eternity happens.
一些的事情是真实的事情，关到永远永生的事情发生的时候。
And this was a unique day in Zacchaeus' life.
在撒该的一生的里面，这一天是独特的一天。
And God wants us all to have a unique day in our life.
神对我们每一个都是想我们有这一天是这
么大的。Jesus home.
他下来的时候是带耶稣回家。
But not only that,
不单止是这样。
See what he does.
他还会做什么呢？
It says, verse 8,
第八节。
Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man,By false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
第八节，撒该站着对主说：主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
What a decision!
这个何等一个嘅决定
！How hard for a rich man to give away to that extent!
系对一个有钱嘅人有咁样嚟到施予出嚟、俾出嚟，系何等嘅难嘅
？If people have wealth.
如果人是有钱的时候
well, they are rich,
当他们是很有钱的时候
what is their principal desire?
他们最重要 的爱慕是什么呢
to get more.
他们得着 更多的
Isn't it? That's natural.
这个是什么呢这个 是很常情的
More and more and more.
要更多要更多更多
How hard to get poor.
如果 要穷的时候何等难
Our Lord, did you know, though he was rich, yet for our sakes,He became poor.
但是天主我们的主他是跟着我们、为着叫我们得富足他变为贫穷呢
That we, through his poverty, might become rich.
是跟着他的贫穷我们得着富足
What is displayed here in Zacchaeus?
究竟在撒该身上所以引出来的是什么呢
He has a change of heart.
他在他心里面有个改变
He has a change of heart.
他的心是换转来了。
And that's the great fact of conversion or new birth.
这个是一个、我们悔改我们得救我们重生的一个很大的事实。
Some people are very afraid to just trust Jesus.
有些人他很怕来到相信耶稣。
So many have said, oh, I couldn't.
有些人说很多人说我不能够。
I couldn't keep it up.
我不能够是作一个基督徒。
They know there are certain standards for Christians or in the Christian life should be.
他知道作一个基督徒那里有一些标准是应该怎样。
So they're afraid to trust Jesus because.
因为这样的缘故他们就很怕来到相信耶稣。
He might interfere with their desire.
因为他怕耶稣来到是禁止他们一些的欲望。
If I trust him and follow him, I have to give up this and I have to give up that.
如果我相信他或者接受他我又要放弃这些那些了。
I can't go here and I can't go there.
我又不能够去那里或者去哪里。
I thought like that before I trusted the Lord.
我未信主之前我都是这样想的。
I thought he would take away.
我以为他都会将很多东西拿走了。
Or rob my life.
但来到好像抢夺我的生命。
He would take things that I wanted to keep.
他来到将我要保守保存的东西来拿走。
And asked me to keep things I didn't want to.
我要来到叫我来到去有一些嘅嘢我唔想要嘅嘢。
But he doesn't do that.
唔系，但系主唔系咁样。
What does he do?
主要作乜嘢咧？
He fulfills this promise which he mentions in Ezekiel chapter 36.
佢系用佢嘅应许，佢应验佢应许喺以西结书第36章嘅应许。
See Ezekiel chapter 6.
啊，第以西结书第六章。
I'm sorry, not chapter 6. Chapter 36.
对唔住，系唔系第六章？系36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书第36章。
This is a wonderful chapter.
呢章系一章好奇妙嘅一章嘅圣经。
In which he says, "I will do better unto you than at your beginning."
系我佢话佢要做系比我哋开始嘅时候更大嘅事。
God is talking to his people.
神系对佢自己嘅百姓嚟到讲说话。
He's talking to us.
佢同我哋讲说话。
I will do better unto you than at your beginning.
佢话我要喺你嘅比你喺开始嘅时候作更美嘅事情。
That's chapter 36.
第36章。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginning. Ye shall know that I am the Lord.
第十一节，我必使人和牲畜在你上面加增，他们必生养众多。我要使你照旧有人居住，并要赐福与你，比先前更多。你就知道我是耶和华。
Not only that,
唔单止系咁样。
What does he say in verse 26?
喺第26节，佢讲乜嘢咧？
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh.
又赐我也要赐给你们一个新心，要将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。
When I timidly trusted the Lord,
当我好胆怯咁样嚟到相信咗
committed my life to Him,
我将一生交俾佢啦
thinking He would take away the things I wanted,
我想以为咧佢一定将我要嘅嘢攞走啦
and give me the things I didn't want,
我又俾一啲嘢我唔要嘅嘢唔爱嘅
I'd have to give up all my friends,
我要将我所有嘅朋友放弃啦
I'd have to surrender all my pleasures,
我将我一切所嘅喜乐嚟到投降俾佢啦
I didn't have to give up a thing.
我任何一啲嘢都唔需要放弃。
Why?
点解咧
？He gave me a new heart and a new spirit.
因为佢将一个新心俾我，一个新灵俾我。
He gave me His spirit.
佢将佢嘅灵摆我里面。
Now I don't want the things I wanted before.
咁我就唔要我以前要嘅嘢啦。
I won't feel lost if I don't have them.
但冇咗嗰啲嘢，我冇里边冇失咗嘅感觉。
A new heart and a new spirit. That really is the ingredients of the new life.
一个新的心，一个新的灵，这个乃是一个新生命里面 的材料。
And what was it he gave to Zacchaeus?
他给以西结，给该撒是什么呢？撒该是什么呢？
And when Zacchaeus came down, took Jesus home,
当撒该来到将耶稣带他家的时候，
he gave Zacchaeus a new heart and a new spirit.
他给撒该是一个新的心，新的灵。
And he can stand up in the midst of all his friends and his enemies and say what Jesus had done.
他在他的朋友在他的敌人面前他能够站起来说主耶稣为他做了什么。
And the result of that would be he would put everything right.
在这个这样的决定的时候的结果就是他将一切不啱的事他要校正过来。
All those things he'd taken wrongfully he would return.
一啲嘅嘢佢系唔可以取用嘅，佢攞咗嘅，佢要还啦。
Now he's going to be right with God and with man.
佢要同神嘅关系校正，同埋人嘅关系都校正。
We've spoken about the Christian home.
我头先讲到基督徒嘅家庭。
And now we're speaking about the Christian heart.
而家我哋讲到基督徒嘅心。
And we may learn what it's like or what it's to be like.
我哋学习究竟呢个应该系点样？
Lord doesn't take anything good away.
神冇将任何一啲好嘅嘢攞走。
He comes to fill the vacancy with good.
佢嚟将嗰个真空嚟充满着好嘅。
Just as the trees put off the old leaves in order to give place to the new leaves.
好像一棵树，佢将嗰啲旧嘅叶嚟到除去，而系得着以致新嘅叶可以嚟到生长。
So the child of God just lets go the old and takes the new.
好似神嘅儿女，佢哋会放弃一切，放弃嗰啲唔好嘅、旧嘅嚟到接受新嘅。
And that's why we are not understood if we do that.
所以因为就咁嘅缘故，别人唔会体谅我哋。
What did we say this afternoon?
我今晏昼讲乜嘢咧
？Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God.
佢看啊，父赐俾我哋嘅何等嘅慈爱，我哋可以得称为神嘅儿女，父嘅儿女。
And such we are.
我哋确系如此。
For this reason, the world doesn't understand us.
因着呢个缘故，世界嘅人系唔会明白我哋。
You see, I'm quoting scripture.
我哋贪读嘅神嘅话语。
First Epistle of John，
约翰一书
，Chapter Three，
第一三章。
First Epistle of John， Chapter Three，
约翰一书第三章
，Verse One，
第一节。
Somebody read it out loud, please。
啊，让我哋其中一个人大声嘅读出嚟。约翰一书第三章第一节。
你话父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为上帝的儿女，我们也真的他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Jesus moved among those religious people of his day.
当日耶稣在那些有宗教的人那里来到来到跟他们一起。
But they simply couldn't understand him.
但他们不能够明白主。
He was so different to any other man that they'd ever seen.
他们所见到任何的人是很不同。
Are we any different?
我们有没有是不是不同呢?
That's what the Lord does when he gives us a new heart and a new spirit.
当主俾我呢个新心新嘅灵嘅时候，佢系咁样嚟到做。
We are different.
我哋系唔同噶。
World doesn't understand it.
世人唔会认识我哋。
They may laugh at us.
或者会笑我哋。
They may try to criticize us.
或者会批评我哋。
World doesn't understand it.
世界唔能够认识呢个。
But if we're not a bit peculiar, we are not the children of God.
但如果我哋唔系有呢个特别系是特别的时候，我们就不是神的儿女了。
If we can get along with everybody,
如果我们跟各个人都可以好朋友的，
we think that's fine.
我们说一定好了。
But that's not God's way.
这个不是神的道路。
That's not the result of the Lord being Lord in our life.
这个不是主在我们生命里面作主的结果。
Zacchaeus' future is so different to all the previous life.
撒该的他的前途前面的日子是很不同他以往的生命生活。
And when Jesus becomes Lord and Savior for any of us, it makes us so different that people think we're queer.
当主耶稣基督是我们生命的主救主的主的时候使我们很不同，别人就说我们很怪的。
Don't worry.
但是我们不要忧愁，不要挂虑。
That means you're like Jesus.
因为你好像就是这样，好像主。
People who try to beaccepted by everybody.
啊，啲人佢哋想个个都去欢迎接受佢哋。
They miss the mark.
佢哋系失咗嗰个嘅焦点啦。
They don't please God, and they don't find peace for themselves.
佢哋冇讨神嘅喜悦，喺佢里边冇找到平安。
So we looked at the Christian home.
我哋睇到今晚睇到基督徒嘅家庭。
And we looked at the believer who will be living in it.
我哋睇到信主嘅人喺呢个家庭嘅里边。
And let us remember and ask the Lord, let it be like that with me, Lord.
让我们记得，也求主。